Welcome to Narratives. Third grade is big deal for Jimmy, especially when he discovers he has a famous ancestor.
Chapter 1. I discovered three things today. 1. Captain Cook was the greatest explorer that ever lived. 2. Captain Cook is my great 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 grandfather. And 3. Third grade is going to be the best year of my life. It's History Week, and learning about Captain Cook is the second best thing that has ever happened in Miss Fennell's class. The first, of course, being the escape of Ambystoma Mexicanum, which is Wikipedia for axolotl. The Ambystoma Mexicanum, axolotl, was trying to escape the tank after Casper N. decided to share his diet OJ with it. Mum says diet drinks are full of junk that will kill you, and I think this might prove her point, since the axolotl never quite recovered. So far in History Week, we've talked about Columbus. More information on him can be found at yawn.com, and the ancient Egyptians, who had their moments. But nothing really grabbed my interest until Miss Fennell started banging on about Captain Cook. Bingo. Turns out Captain Cook and I have a lot in common. Here are three of the big ones. 1. We are both named James Cook. 2. We are both great explorers. 3. We both look great in a tricorn hat. Miss Fennell wants us to write a diary, just like Captain Cook. And I've decided to take this very seriously, so I won't be doing it. Captain Cook did not keep a diary. I can tell you that right now. Diaries are kept by three types of people. Girls, girls, and girls. There's nothing wrong with girls exactly. Some very interesting people have been girls. But Captain Cook was not one, and so he didn't keep a diary. I told Miss Fennell this, and I thought she'd just take my word for it, given his family, but apparently not. She said he did keep a diary. This is impossible, of course. A captain of the high seas was not sitting down with a fluffy purple pen and drawing rainbows that smile and flowers with tears. He was serious. I think Mrs. Fennell was getting annoyed because once I pointed this out, Casper N. and Conrad started agreeing with me. Even Alice Tooley, who absolutely never agrees with me, agreed that boys don't keep diaries. Ms. Fennell said that some of the pages of Captain Cook's diary can be found in the State Library, and to prove it, she pulled them up on the smartboard. Well, straight away, it turns out that I was right. He didn't keep a diary. That would be ridiculous. He kept a log. A log is totally different. So Miss Fennell agreed that those who wanted to keep a diary could keep a diary, and those who wanted to keep a log could keep a log. And since I'm taking this project very seriously, I will not be wasting any time with doodles of smiling pandas or what have you. I will be keeping a log.
You've been listening to Joel Temple, reading from his book, Captain Jimmy Cook Discovers Third Grade. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.